This is America Weekend, and I'm Mike Bennett. Chef Kathy Egan is our guest in a few minutes, but first, the Kansas State Marching Band has apologized for a phallic symbol in their halftime formation. The director says the band has been trained to depict a Jayhawk, their main rival's mascot, in battle with the Starship Enterprise. The director released the blueprint chart used in rehearsals to emphasize that the misinterpretation was an accident, and he meant absolutely no disrespect or malice toward the University of Kansas. Suppressing your emotions could make you less likable. Researchers videotaped four people watching emotional scenes from movies. Sometimes they were told to watch the movie scenes naturally. Other times they were told to suppress their emotions. The researchers then played the videos to college students and told them to rate the likability of the people. The results? Students rated the people less likable when they were suppressing their emotions. A man in Lake Elsinore, California, was bitten by a rattlesnake after he picked it up to take a picture. The 36-year-old man found the 4-foot snake in a field at his family's ranch and picked it up and put it around his neck for a picture. He's expected to survive, but he might lose his hand. Chef Kathy Egan now owns her own restaurant, but got her start by being part of the team that beat Bobby Flay on the Food Network's Iron Chef America.
All right, so Kathy Egan, tell me, what was your experience on the Food Network? When was it and how did it go?
It's got to be about a while ago, like 7-10 years ago, and it was fun. It was a lot of fun, and it's a little bit surreal, but fun. It was fun.
And how did it come about that you were on against Bobby Flay?
Peter Kelly was called, and he needed two sous chefs, and it was me and his brother, so that was...
Yeah, Peter Kelly's a good friend. I was wondering if it was that particular episode, because we always say to Peter, oh, you're the one that beat Bobby Flay.
Yeah. Peter, he was a good mentor. That's the last place I worked at Xavier's before I opened my place. So, he's a great man.
And tell us about your place. What does it feature in terms of food choices?
Well, it's pretty contemporary, eclectic. We have a lot of small plates, but you can pretty much order like a steakhouse. We have you pick your meat and your sides, but we have appetizers, a lot of salads, desserts. So we got the whole range and a great selection of wines.
How difficult is it being a restaurateur? I've heard that it's not the easiest life in the world. Even though you might love the cooking and the meeting people, it's a lot of work, right?
From 1 to 10, 12, it's a 12. And I wish I could do more cooking because, owning a business, more of that stuff. But it's tough. I can't lie. It's a lot of learning curves, if that's what you want to call it.
And when you were working with Peter Kelly and you beat Bobby Flay, what was his reaction at the time, in real time? What did Bobby Flay say or do?
Oh, it was just a lot of excitement. It was like a lot of crowd. I really didn't look at Bobby Flay's reaction. But, it was just the three of us and the whole, Peter Kelly's family was there. So there was just a lot of noise. So, yeah.
So it was a fun experience on TV. Would you like to do it again?
Why not?
Well, the funny thing is, we had Bobby Flay on, and we mentioned Peter Kelly's name, and he claimed never to have heard of him.
Really? Huh. That's weird.
Yeah, and then when we explained, he was the one that beat you on Iron Chef competition.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, yeah, I kind of remember him.
Yeah.
Interesting, right? It's very competitive, the world of celebrity chefs especially.
It is. It's, being a chef, and the understanding of being a chef is a lot, it's confusing a little bit, but, it's a lot of work. But then when you're a celebrity chef, it's a different kind of arena. So I think... I haven't been on that side. I've just been on this side, so.
And just one more question. What about your culinary training? Did you get formal education or you just learned on the job?
No, I went to my culinary school in the city. I graduated, I staged for the culinary and I graduated with pastry. I worked with Bill Telefon and Danielle Ballud, and I worked there, and then I just moved up to Rockland County. So that's a...
Well, Kathy, thank you for a couple of minutes and congratulations on your victory, even though it was a few years ago. Every now and again, that episode replays on the Food Network, right?
I guess so. I don't have time to watch TV.
Because you're on your own restaurant now.
Yeah. So, yeah. When I do watch TV, it's Netflix, so.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
With Chef Kathy Egan, I'm Mike Bennett. You are listening to America Weekend.
Oh, America Weekend. Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Do you think that your dreams are private? No way. There are researchers out there who do nothing but study what people dream about. So here's how your dreams stack up against the average John or Jane Doe in the population, along with the science of it. You get a brand new dream every 90 minutes. That's about 5 or 6 new dreams a night, and they're probably recurring themes like falling, being chased, failing at some simple task. Most of our dreams find us in a situation where we have little control, you know, like falling.
Have you any dreams you like yourself?
What's the cheap psychological trick? Take control before you get out of bed. When you're in that period between fully asleep and awake, mentally rewrite the dream with a happy ending. As a result, you'll find yourself more confident during the waking hours. Got a question? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This monster of a middle linebacker was named to the 1990s All-Decade Team. He's a 2-time Pro Bowler who finished his 10-year career with over 1,000 tackles. He was a rare combination of size and speed.
That 273-pound monster middle linebacker who runs like a gazelle.
So where is LeVon Kirkland now? LeVon returned to Clemson, his alma mater, and graduated in 2004 with a degree in sociology. 4 years later, he was inducted into the South Carolina Athletic Hall of Fame. And in 2011, LeVon accepted the head coaching job at Shannon Forest Christian School in Greenville, South Carolina.
Linebacker blitz is on, and Kirkland will have him at the 32-yard line.
Still plenty to tackle for LeVon Kirkland. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. 888-759-MYTV.